The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Pastor Lenny Gaines can be heard on our sister station, Salem on Rejoice 96.9, each day, 10 until 3. And tonight he hosts something that is pretty special. It's called Stop, Listen, Learn, and Lead. I wanted to spend a few minutes with Pastor Lenny Gaines and for him to tell us about what to expect at 7 o'clock tonight. Good morning, sir. Glad to have you in. How are you?
Man, it's a long time coming. I've been glad to that I got the invitation to come over. How are you?
I am wonderful. And I gotta explain to our listeners, Lenny, you're next door to mine. We share a piece of glass. We can see each other. I gotta say, you get kind of rowdy over there. You're clapping and you're singing and you're stomping. I mean, what goes on over there?
I'm telling you, man, it's called takeover. It's what we call in the charismatic Pentecostal church a Holy Ghost takeover.
Well, you seem to have a lot of fun, let's talk a minute, Pastor Gaines, about your show tonight. Stop, Listen, Learn, and Lead. Tell us about it.
So, because of the particular season that we have really walked into, Joey, unexpectedly. We've been seeing the rallies, the protests, as well as, conversations throughout social media. And ultimately, it's kind of basically torn down lines, you know, political lines, cultural lines, racial lines. And so along with some of the strategists with Rejoice 96.9, thought that it would be important to have a forum and stop our music on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. so that people can listen to the black voices in the community, but hear the other side of those black voices. Oftentimes we see on the news just the radicalized side of those voices, the protests and the rallies. But I believe there's also a strategizing side. And I want to take it upon ourselves to stop, listen, learn, and lead, talk with leaders in the community, talk with political leaders. And tonight, Joey, we're specifically talking to an all-white pastor panel. There are many churches out there that are pastored by white individuals that have mixed congregations.
Right.
And many times I come across white pastors that tell me, you know, I love pastoring my black parishioners. It's just there sometimes when there are cultural issues, I'm really confused as to how to speak on it because I don't want to be called a racist, or, you know, how to respond because I don't want to be seen as being biased. And so tonight we're having a conversation that's called Bridging Unity by Bringing Clarity.
Right. Wow. Yeah. So who's going to be on with you tonight, Lenny?
So we have Cam Hill, Bradley Saxon. We also have two pastors, and their names slipped my mind. I wish I had gotten them, but from Augusta, Georgia, and Hillsboro, North Carolina. So we're looking forward to all of them being on tonight.
Sure. This is tonight at 7 o'clock on our sister station, Rejoice 96.9. You know, Lenny, it's important, and how many times have we heard over the past couple of months now, we got to have a conversation. We got to have the conversation. And I agree with that. But, you know, it gets a little frustrating for me to sit back and I watch some of the more, I'm going to say, more militant type people.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched last night. And I don't want to necessarily, I don't want to get into a discussion of your take on Black Lives Matter or that organization,
sure,
that movement. But I watched Hawk Newsom last night, who is the New York Black Lives Matter president. I think he hurt his movement. He was very aggressive with Martha McCallum, and he basically said that violence may be the answer. And Lenny, I don't think you agree with that. I don't think that you agree that violence is the answer, do you?
Yeah, no, not at all. Because I believe, again, that you have a faction of people that believe that radicalizing this movement or radicalizing their attempt to gain attention over certain issues is the only way that we see progression. And I believe that there is a need for radicalized attraction. Even in the days of Martin Luther King, they marched so that they could gain the attention that was needed in order to begin the conversation. But once there is a radicalized movement, there then has to be a strategy on the back end of what the demands are, what the conversation will be, and what the reconciliation is. Let me say this about Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter cannot be equated to the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, better known as NAACP. It cannot be equated to many other organized black organizations, because Black Lives Matter is more of a movement than it is an organization. So there's not necessarily a national model or framework that is handed down throughout all, fractions across the country. Sure. Locally, I have been a part of some Black Lives Matter meetings. I've gone out to protests that were sponsored by the Black Lives Matter organization here locally. And I can say that they always attempt to not only do rallies and protests, but they always attempt to at least have a conversation.
Right, right. Well, and we've been very blessed here in the Upstate. With me this morning, Pastor Lenny Gaines. He is a host of Rejoice 96.9 Midday Show. You can hear Pastor Gaines 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. every single day on Salem on 96.9. But we've been blessed, have we not, that things here in the Upstate have been peaceful. And I've got to attribute a lot of that to the leadership of people like Sheriff Hobart Lewis, Police Chief Howie Thompson, of Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright, and the many leaders throughout our community, city council, county council, that we seem to be having that discussion here in the Upstate, and we should be proud of that.
Right. I think it's important that, those leaders that you mentioned join the conversation, and that there's not only like what we're doing tonight. It's not only just a conversation, but it's clarity for any kind of confusion that comes about when these leaders that are put in those positions to deal with the community, especially deal with criminality in the community, that they are put in those positions in order to be able to join the conversation. Because at the end of the day, Joey, there's not one black person that's walking around the Upstate of South Carolina that is looking to eradicate the police. We're looking to, shut down every business or everything that, that doesn't necessarily agree or come to the framework of justice and equality. What we want to see is there be an alignment for the commonality of the civil liberties that have been given to every person in this country. Yeah. By our Bill of Rights.
Right. Yep. Yesterday, I want to talk a minute and get your take on, of course, there's a lot of the movement around the country to take down statues, to rename buildings. Yesterday, the founder of BET, Robert Johnson, and he knows a little about TV. I mean, he's been pretty successful. Himself,
yeah.
He said basically that the removal of statues and historical monuments mean nothing, that it's just a symbol. Your take on that?
Well, being a history teacher prior to jumping back into radio, I was in radio as a teenager. Then I went on to be in the public school system.
Being I thought a history you still teacher, were a teenager.
Well, just 17 and older. I actually have maybe I'm on the fringe line or on the radical side of this. I don't believe that statues and relics that were that are hanging up are going to do anything by removal. I believe that there is a conversation around why those statues were placed back up or even erected during the civil rights movement. So there's a conversation I have about that, and the framework as to why many of those statues went up. I believe, furthermore, though, that if they're going to be "quote unquote" removed, they need to then be placed in historical centers that are going to still teach the lessons of what history we had in our state.
Yeah, yeah. Pastor Lenny, I think some of these. Some of these statues, they're just being toppled, destroyed. I'll give you an example. In Wisconsin yesterday, the governor activated the National Guard to protect the state capitol. There were demonstrators who decapitated and dragged a statue about a half mile down the road from the capitol and dumped it into a pond down the road. It was right. A statue of Civil War Colonel Hans Christian Hegg. By the way, he was anti-slavery. He was an activist. Right. He was a leader of an anti-slave militia in Wisconsin. He fought for the Union and died from injuries suffered during the Battle of Chickamauga. They didn't even realize the statue they were tearing down. Who this person was
civil rights.
Yes.
And again, it goes back to that statement. If you radicalize and don't strategize, you end up having a fringe element of individuals who come and join the fight, but they help us lose the purpose.
Right.
And unfortunately, we're seeing that all around the country. That's why I say to those here locally, I say to our young, Black Lives Matter movement individuals here in the local area, that you've got to have strong leaders with you. Those that might not necessarily be on the front lines with you, making all the noise with you, because quite frankly, we got some schedules and we got things to do. But we also have the ability to help you create the framework to move the conversation forward.
Yeah. Pastor Lenny Gaines, thank you for your voice. And I love what you've titled this, Stop, Listen, Learn, and Lead, because that's what we have to do, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got to do it. Yep.
Good luck to you. Look forward to listening tonight at 7 o'clock on Rejoice 96.9 in Greenville. Glad to have you, my friend. Have a blessed day.
All right. Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
Pastor Lenny Gaines. And tune in. Stop, Listen, Learn, and Lead on Salem Media on Rejoice 96.9.